Jennifer, you ready?
I'm going to go drop it off.
Okay.
So come get me.
Okay.
It'll take me a couple minutes to get going on for this.
Sure. Jennifer Pollardy. Pollardy. Jennifer Pollardy. 72962. Who is that? Who?
They're calling for you, Rolling.
Oh, okay. Tell them I'll call them right back. Let's see. The date of visit was 7/24/25. This is a 62-year-old woman comes in today for refill of her blood pressure medication. She also has some joint pain, no nausea, vomiting, chest pain, shortness of breath, hematemesis, hematemesis, seizure convulsion. Medication list: lisinopril 40 milligrams once a day, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams a day. Medical problems: diabetes, oral hypoglycemic agents at this time, hyperlipidemia, gastric ulcer, reflux surgery, C-section. Last period, 2001. Social, smokes, doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis. Review of system, positive DJD type symptoms, has not treated with any medications at this time, negative heme, negative allergy, negative hematologic. Recent blood tests showed cholesterol of 230. Glucose was 229. Patient would like to try GLP-1. For this reason, had not started any medication until patient after saws today, period. Allergy penicillin. Assessment number one, diabetes, new. Number two, increased A1C. Number three, start Ozempic, 0.5 milligram. Number four, three, Celebrex, 200 milligram twice a day. Next number, continue with lisinopril, 40 milligram a day. Next number, continue with hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram a day. Next number, checks A1C in 3 months. Next number, check blood sugars at home. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Next number, last A1C was 8.1. Next number, patient's care was discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, we also do blood sugars and bring the results to me in the next month. Thank you.